Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny Educate Together National School is one of 42 schools built by Western Building Systems being examined for potential structural deficits. The school transport issue for pupils in Termin on Kilmacrenan remains unresolved as Minister John Holligan has yet to sign off for an additional bus. Estabrown Councillor has hit out at waiting lists in the Western Trust as one woman faces further wait of 3 years for a hip replacement, having already been on the waiting list for 2 years. And plans for a new primary care centre in Donegal Town are said to be progressing as planned. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there's pressure on the Taoiseach to ensure principals and parents of schools being examined for potential structural defects are kept informed. It's emerged that Letterkenny Educate Together National School is one of 42 schools nationwide built by Western Building Systems being assessed for problems, with a number already closed over safety concerns. WBS are meeting Department of Education officials today and have said the department signed off on all schools built. The company also worked on a number of projects in hospitals around the country. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has told Simon Coveney that it's vital parents and principals are not left to deal with the issue themselves.
It's a very worrying situation for the parents of the who have children attending Educate Together at the minute, and unfortunately there's very little information available from government at the moment in relation to that. And in fact the systems to provide information, which the town says are working well, and my experience haven't worked that well this morning so far anyway, and I think it's vitally important that parents are made fully aware of what's actually happening, so that they know fully what it is, and that the school then is not left to deal with the issues from the department in the future as well.
And indeed, as you said, it is vital that the parents and the principals of these schools are kept up to date, because I'm sure there is such worry out there.
Oh, it's a very, very worrying situation to be in, and I think it's desperate for the parents, you know, to warn that the children's safety might be at risk. You know, and so they do need to be, the least they can expect is provided with the full information from the department, and I think that's vitally important.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Coveney has dismissed criticism from the opposition over the handling of the situation.
I'm less interested in the party political slagging match and a lot more interested in reassuring parents and their families and teachers and principals that we can fix this. We are talking about a different era of standards and inspection systems that have changed since 2014 quite dramatically.
The school transport issue for pupils in Termin on Kilmacrenan remains unresolved. It was expected approval would be signed off today. However, Donegal Deputy Patrick Gallagher says they are still awaiting ministerial sign-off. Exactly 2 weeks ago, a commitment was given that an extra bus would be provided to cater to the students wishing to travel to Milford. However, the situation has not yet been resolved. Deputy Patrick Gallagher says it is beyond unacceptable at this stage.
I am inundated with calls, and that's very understandable from parents and particularly the committee who are awaiting the approval. This has gone on far too long. The department may have other issues at the moment, but by the same token, this is a simple one to resolve. The department are just waiting on the clearance from the minister, and once that is given, Bus Éireann will put this into effect immediately. So I'm hoping that throughout the course of the day that there will be a positive development.
Talks are underway today on the future of the government. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are meeting to begin reviewing and renegotiating the confidence and supply arrangement. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is pitching for a 2-year extension of the deal to keep his party in power.
Like, the priority from our point of view and our objective is to make sure that the country has a stable government and a functioning government that can provide good government to citizens over the next couple of years. As I said in the letter that I wrote to Micheál 53 days ago now, a government can't really function if it doesn't know if it's going to be around next week or next month.
A Strabane councillor has hit out at patient waiting lists in the Western Trust. A Strabane woman who has been waiting for 2 years for a hip replacement has been told this week it could be at least another 3 years before the operation will take place. There are currently over 500 people on the waiting list in the Western Trust area, and it's believed only three hip replacement operations are carried out per week. Councillor Patsy Kelly fears unless a functioning executive is reinstated at Stormont, people will continue to suffer as a result of these significant delays.
It's very frightening. The constituent is in a bad shape as it is. The consultant, by the time it comes round to do her hip, he could be retired and it could be somebody else. The constituent is in a bad way now after being told this and already been on the waiting list 2 years. And to be told that he only does three replacements a week. So if you do that, that's only 12 a month, which is only 144 a year. And that's not then to say who else is on the list between now and then. My constituent is in an awful state with the health-wise because of her hip. It's just unreal. The consultant is more or less saying that when we have no executive, we have no one to make decisions about funding for health or anything like that. Our constituents are now the people on the ground suffering. Those are the people that voted every time in the elections, and they're all now suffering. And this is just not the first case that has come to me about a hip replacement. One constituent was waiting 3.5 years. How long do these people have to suffer before the Western Health takes on board what's happening here?
And unfortunately, the stark reality is that these delays are only going to increase unless an executive is up and running.
Yes, Michaela, it is. It seems the way. If we don't have an executive who is paying its members for not sitting, and yet our constituents are people suffering on the ground, day in and day out.
Meanwhile, church leaders in Northern Ireland have met with Taoiseach Simon Coveney to discuss their concerns over the collapse of the Assembly in Belfast. They have met with the various political parties in the North, as well as the Secretary of State in recent weeks, to discuss how the absence of a devolved government in Northern Ireland is affecting community life, the delivery of public services and cross-border cooperation. In a statement, the church leaders say they have conveyed these concerns to Simon Coveney while emphasising the importance of continuing to build relationships and trust among all concerned, even in these difficult times. Plans for a new primary care centre in Donegal Town are said to be progressing as planned. The HSE has confirmed that a planning application is being submitted to Donegal County Council, and subject to approval, works will take around 2 years to complete. The state-of-the-art development will provide a wide range of primary care services within a single facility, including GP services, public health nursing, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, and a new ambulance base. Adele Quinn is General Manager for Primary Care Services in Donegal.
We're all delighted with the news, a long-awaited development for the area, and will certainly enhance and improve the services delivered by primary care and mental health and indeed disability services to the population of Donegal Town and the wider South Donegal area.
The fact that they're also making room for future services, the capacity to book rooms, is also hugely positive going forward.
It is indeed, and it will also facilitate those specialist services who may not be based in the area on a full-time basis but can be delivered on a once-weekly, once-fortnightly type basis. So that is welcome, and also the future capacity requirements being planned for in advance so that there's no delay in bringing new developments or newly resourced services to the area.
Now, in terms of other primary care centres planned for the county, there are numerous ones as well.
There are indeed. We have Dunfanaghy coming on board, and plans are well advanced with that, and also there are further centres planned for Dunloe and Buncrana, and we will also be progressing plans for Newton Cunningham as well. So exciting times in terms of the development of health facilities in the county.
Midlands North West MEP Mairead McGuinness says there's determination to ensure the principle of no hard border remains intact following the British exit from the EU. The Fine Gael MEP was speaking in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, where MEPs this week debated the Brexit talks following last week's EU summit. The British Prime Minister Theresa May caused concern recently when she suggested there should be no time limit on the backstop agreement for Northern Ireland. Mairead McGuinness says there is no one in the border regions that wants want a hard border.
For the people I represent in Donegal, in the 15 counties of Midlands Northwest, whether that's Louth and Cavan and Monaghan and Leitrim and Roscommon and Sligo, Galway, you name it, everybody that I represent, the first question to me is how will Brexit work out? And I want to say clearly to all of those people who are concerned is that we are determined that the principle of no hard border is lived up to, not just in the spirit, but in the letter of the law in the withdrawal agreement. The Taoiseach is adamant about that. And what we have to find is a way for the United Kingdom to come forward with a proposal that will ensure we have no hard border.
Foyle MP Alicia McCallion says the appointment of contractors to carry out a multi-million pound redevelopment of the Northwest Regional College Springtown campus in Derry will work in continuing to strengthen links with Letterkenny Institute of Technology. On the back of a memorandum of understanding signed last year, the Foyle MP is hopeful a joint prospectus can be drawn up between Letterkenny Institute of Technology and Northwest Regional College. She says this latest step will ensure the college remains an integral part of the strategic growth plan for the Northwest region.
The step that was taken was the appointment of contractors for that significant piece of work. Many years ago, the Springtown campus was renowned for its apprentices coming through it. Unfortunately, over the years, that has slid to the wayside, and we haven't had the number of apprentices going through the Northwest Regional College that we had of liked. This investment will rejuvenate the campus, will put additional life into that particular area, and will go a long way in relation to the strategic growth plan that we have for the region, which part of the aspirations of that, of course, is to see skills enhancement and additional apprentices within the region.
And indeed, we know that there are strong links between the Northwest Regional College and the LYIT, so this is only further strengthening this.
It is, of course, and as your listeners will also know, there is a memorandum of understanding between LYIT and Northwest Regional College, which we hope will mean in the very near future a joint prospectus for students both sides of the border who will be able to obviously make use of the apprenticeships now that are being offered in Northwest Regional Colleges, and like for like, obviously, students here in Derry being offered the same opportunities in Letterkenny.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Arsenal can take a giant step towards the knockout phase of the Europa League this evening. Coming off successive wins in Group E, Unai Emery's side are in Lisbon to face Sporting at 5-6. Celtic are also on their travels this evening. Brendan Rodgers' side are looking to return to winning ways in Group B. They're away to RB Leipzig, also at 5-6 kickoff. And among the 8 o'clock starts, Chelsea are without Eden Hazard and Jorginho as they welcome Bate Borisov to Stamford Bridge in Group L, while Steven Gerrard's Rangers have an unbeaten start to Group G to protect as Spartak Moscow they visit Ibrox. Here at home, Bohemians manager Keith Long has committed his future to the club. He'll continue in charge of the Gypsies through to the end of the 2021 season. Long will continue to be assisted by Trevor Crawley ahead of Friday's final game of the season at home to Dundalk. Bows sit a creditable fifth in the SSE Electricity Premier Division. Elsewhere in that Premier Division, Nicky Lowe has confirmed he'll not be staying with Derry City next season. The Scottish midfielder confirmed his exit on social media today. He played in the recent League Cup success, but has had problems with injury. Derry end their season on Friday night away to St Pat's. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland dropped three places in the latest FIFA World Rankings. Martin O'Neill's men have fallen to 33rd spot following the recent draw with Denmark and defeat to Wales. Ireland are one place above Northern Ireland ahead of next month's international friendly with the North at the Aviva Stadium. The Welsh, they're up to 18th. England, they've climbed to a five-year high of 5th. In Gaelic games, the majority of inter-county players now favour the introduction of a tiered championship. 60% of GPA members surveyed now back an altering of the status quo. The Division 4 side unanimously voted to boycott a mooted B championship in 2016. Meanwhile, only 53% of footballers were happy with the introduction of the Super 8 format of the championship. But the round robin hurling campaign appears to have been a resounding success with a 90% satisfaction rate. Among their recommendations, the GPA are seeking an urgent review of closed season policies with continued confusion over the club-only month of April. In other news, Derry's under 20 star Callum Brown has signed an AFL rookie contract with the Greater Western Sydney Giants in Australia. Brown was a member of the Derry under 20 side that won the Ulster title and helped his side reach an All Ireland under 20 semi final. The 18 year old was identified by the Giants Irish scouting programme in July 2017 and undertook a 12 month trial process with the club. Brown will move to Australia next month to begin training. The Giants is the same club in which Donegal's Yvonne Boner joined in September. Liam Cameron, he's excited about his new recruit.
It's fantastic that we were lucky enough to secure Callum. He's an 18-year-old boy from Ireland, and he's a powerful athlete. He's probably about 6'1", 6'2". Great speed. And his skills in the Gaelic game is outstanding, and for the short period of time he was out here for a couple of weeks through our season this year, you could clearly see he could pick up the use of obviously the Australian rules football, and compared to what he's been used to. So we're really excited because it's our first venture into that recruiting part of the world, and the last 18 months we've been doing a fair bit of work there, and really proud that the clubs are head down this track, and we look forward to Callum arriving in November.
In colleges football, St Union's College beat St Michael's Enniskillen today 2-8-5 points in the Ranafast Cup. The goals were scored by Shane Monaghan and David Boyle. St Union's there now through to the quarterfinals. In the under-19 Macquarie Cup today, Oma CBS defeated St Ronan's Lurgan by 3 goals and 9 points to 1 goal and 10 points. In athletics, the Irish Masters Athletics Association have announced the Irish teams to compete in the British and Irish Masters Cross Country International next month. In the men's over 40, Letterkenny's Kieran Doherty and Kieran McGonigal and Finn Valley's Barry Harran will wear an Irish vest on Saturday the 17th of November in Swansea, Wales. Mulford's Martin Kerr has been included in the men's over 65, while in the ladies, as expected, Finn Valley's Teresa Doherty, Katrina Devine, Kay Byrne and Noreen Boner are named. Lifford Strabane's Claire McGuigan is also on the reserve list of the over 35 category. This follows last Sunday's trials, which was part of the Open Autumn Cross Country Festival at the National Sports Campus in Abbottstown in Dublin. In rugby, Ireland's Sevens international Robert Balogun will make his Ulster debut on the wing against the Newport Gwent Dragons in Belfast on Friday evening. Will Addison will partner Stuart McCluskey in the centre. Rory Best, Ian Henderson and Jordy Murphy also start, but John Cooney remains out. In golf, Rory McIlroy's 8 shots off the lead following the opening round of the HSBC Champions event in Shanghai. The 4-time major winner carried a level par round of 72 this morning. The lead in China is held by Masters champion Patrick Reed, who opened with an 8-under par 64. Reed is 2 shots clear of both Tony Finau and Xander Schauffele. Finally, for this evening in cycling, next year's Tour de France will begin in Brussels. The Belgian capital will stage the Grand Depart in honour of the 50th anniversary of Eddy Merckx's first stage victory. 2019 also marks the centenary of the introduction of the yellow jersey. Next year's edition of the Tour has also been described as the highest in Tour history, with 30 categorised climbs and 5 mountain finishes to be tackled. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the Bowman is back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, over 300 fireworks and 100 firework fuses have been recovered from a property in Derry during an early morning raid. A 21-year-old man who was arrested at the scene on suspicion of breach of bail has been released this evening on court bail. Roy Williams has more. more.
Detectives from the Terrorism Investigation Unit, supported by local officers, recovered 330 functioning fireworks and 100 fuses that had been removed from other fireworks following a search of a property in the city last night. Chief Inspector Jonathan Hunter explained how it is an offence to be in possession of fireworks without a licence, and that they became aware that CERU members in the city were in possession of such items. It's reported that neighbourhood officers made several attempts throughout the evening to contact the offices to arrange recovery, but no one was available. A search was subsequently carried out at around 5 a.m. this morning in Chamberlain Street, assisted by a military search team, due to what police say is the associated risks around the presence of explosive materials within the community.
And Gardaí say they will be out in force to police new rules which automatically disqualify motorists who are caught drink driving. Anyone caught will be handed a minimum 3-month ban from midnight tonight. Shane Beattie reports.
Alcohol consumption among road users is still a big problem in Ireland. The latest stats show drink is a factor in 39% of driver fatalities. Before now, a driver detected with a blood alcohol concentration of between 50 and 80 milligrams was punished with a fine and 3 penalty points. But from midnight, that's all set to change. Those drivers will face a disqualification from driving for 3 months. Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy says drink driving has to stop.
In an average week, there's 180 people being arrested for drunk driving. That's totally unacceptable in this day and age. It has to stop, and we'll be doing everything possible to put drunk drivers off the road.
Laois woman Gillian Tracy's 4-year-old son Kieran was killed in a crash with a drunk driver. She's welcoming the news.
Big day. You know, we would love to see zero tolerance, but we're getting there, so it's a big step. Unfortunately, it's too late for our families.
Shane Beattie, Dublin.
For weather now, mostly cloudy this evening, predominantly dry with just a few scattered light showers. Tonight will bring some heavy showers with a risk of hail and thunder and lowest temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, there's pressure on the Taoiseach to ensure principals and parents of schools being examined for potential structural defects are kept informed. It's emerged that Letterkenny Educate Together National School is one of 42 schools nationwide built by Western Building Systems being assessed for problems, with a number already closed over safety concerns. The school transport issue for pupils in Termin and Kilmacrenan remains unresolved. It was expected approval would be signed off today. However, Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says they are still awaiting ministerial sign-off. A Strabane councillor has hit out a patient waiting list in the Western Trust. A Strabane woman who has been waiting for 2 years for a hip replacement has been told this week that it could be at least another 3 years before the operation will take place. And plans for a new primary care centre in Donegal Town are said to be progressing as planned. The HSE has confirmed that a planning application is being submitted to Donegal County Council, and subject to approval, works will take around 2 years to complete. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, October the 25th. The death has taken place of S.A. McGrenra, Carrick, Trenta. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columb Kills Church, Glendowen at 12 noon on Saturday, followed by burial in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLaugherty, funeral director. The death has taken place of John McFadden, Ballyconnelly, Rye Rathmullen. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desired to the oncology unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Mary McGonigal, Beltra, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the new graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or McFeely funeral directors. Family and friends time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10:30 a.m. The death has taken place of Patrick James Jimmy McCann, 20 Brookfield Close, Oma. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Drumra, Oma. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Eamon Houston, 74 Strabon Old Road, Derry. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 20 past 9, going to St Columb's Church, Chapel Road for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Ardmore Cemetery. The death has taken place of Shane Harkin, St Anthony's Muff. Remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart Muff for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Mary Eddie O'Donnell, Crahy Boyle, Dunlow. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations and if desired to Dunlow Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Frank Winters, 72 Liskey Road, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.